Over the past decade, colleges and universities have seen an influx of students with mental health needs. That's partly because teenagers have better access to treatment, so those with more serious conditions in high school are now better able to move on to college. Plus, more students are comfortable seeking help, all of which is putting increased pressure on mental health services. Jenny Gold visited one school, the University of Virginia in Charlottesville, to find out how it's managing.
Miranda Dale had her first breakdown during her freshman year at UVA. It was 2 a.m. on a Saturday, and she hadn't left her dorm room in days.
I honestly didn't really know what to do, and I was really timid to call because I'd heard rumors that, at a huge university, you're just a number, and you're not going to actually get through to anyone.
But when she called the school's counseling line, someone answered right away, gave her tips on how to get through the night, helped her get a prescription for an anti-anxiety med, and booked her an appointment for Monday. Dale was eventually diagnosed with bipolar type 2, a mood disorder that usually requires medication.
College is already hard enough if you don't have a mental illness. And when you do have something that's like binding you down, it can be stressful sometimes.
Dale only saw a university counselor that once. They sent her to a private therapist off campus instead. It wasn't free, like sessions at the counseling center are, but Dale had insurance, and it helped free up space for other students. This triage system is one way UVA makes sure they see as many students as possible. Last year, they were able to accommodate 9,000 visits. Psychologist Russ Fetterman is a counselor at the center.
If a student needs to come in, we have a phone conversation with them, usually about 20 minutes in duration. We assess their current functioning. Are they sleeping? Are they getting to class? What's their substance use like? Are they having thoughts of self-harm?
Students in crisis are seen immediately. Another quarter of callers are referred to off-campus therapists right away. But most are squeezed in whenever there's an opening and seen for about 5 to 10 sessions. That's what happened to senior Meredith Waz. She started feeling depressed this fall as she thought about graduation.
There's not a sense of security that having a college degree is going to guarantee you a job. And that is enormously stressful because you don't know what's going to happen to you. You don't know how you're going to support yourself, how you're going to float.
Recently, anxiety outpaced depression as the number one student complaint on college campuses, something Allison Malman says has a lot to do with the current economy. Malman is the president and founder of Active Minds, a mental health advocacy group with chapters on campuses across the country. She says, overall, schools are getting better.
Not everything is great. Not everything is a perfect scenario. We would love for all students to be able to get all of the unlimited visits they could get on campus. But with resources being so scarce and with so many more students seeking out the care that they need, schools have had to adjust.
Fetterman has found another way to help, a bipolar support group for students like Miranda Dale. Bipolar students are at high risk for dropping out or even attempting suicide. But many end up seeing a psychiatrist just once every 6 weeks for medication maintenance.
In the life of a university student with bipolar disorder, a lot can change in 1, 2, 3 weeks' time. And we find that it's really important to have rapid response capability.
In the bipolar support group, they're able to see the students all at once, every week, instead of tying up individual therapy time. Dale joined the group last year.
This fall, I remember going into the session, I was in a little bit of a hypomanic up phase, kind of. And the one girl in the group who knew me from last year was like, wait a minute, like, slow down, Miranda. Like, I've seen last year depressed Miranda, anxious Miranda, like, something's going on. So it's not just about Dr. Fetterman. It's mostly like your peers can have some of the most insight.
No matter the issue, Fetterman says the important thing is for students to seek help when they need it.
We really want students to know that it is okay to reach out for help, and there's no shame in having anxiety or depression or anything. I mean, it's just part of the human condition.
Especially, he says, during the college years. For NPR News, I'm Jenny Gold.
Jenny Gold is with our partner, Kaiser Health News, which is a nonprofit news service.